Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Silapho asiyindawo kwamanje ke asithole amazwi azosivuselela amazwi azosimotivate angithi usuku nosuku asazi bazalwane lisiphatheleni so ingakho kumele sithole amazwi azosivuselela kwamanje ke sinomfundisi uClara Khauhelo Mashabane mfundisi wami sawubona
Sawubona sisibahle kunjani
Ngiyaphila wena unjani
Ngiyaphila sithandwa sami
Amen sibonge ukuthi usinikeze isikhathi sakho nakulolu suku njengoba ke uzosimotivate usiphatheleni today
Ngiyabonga kakhulu ngiyabonga sisibahle ake ngithathe leli thuba kafishane ngibingelele abalalele emakhaya siyambonga uNkulunkulu this is the third week sibonke and God has been great ever since we started. Emoyeni wami ke last week as we were talking ngiyafika emoyeni wami ukuthi kahle kahle nendaba esikhulume ngayo egcineni it was supposed to be a topic of a day indaba yokuxolela remember as we were talking last week kwaba nendaba esayithinta kancane ukuthi ukuxolela but emoyeni wami kwazi ukuthi kahle kahle lendaba it must be an issue of it of kure ibele le tatile yona ile one so ka tse go le re sa ile tsena mo tabeng ya motivation allow me emakhaya ukuthi sikhulume kafishane ngendaba yokuxolela singabazalwane siyaphila siyamkhonza uNkulunkulu bazalwane siyanikela we are dedicated emsebenzini kaNkulunkulu but ngayinkonzo yahlula kahle kahle singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu sihlulwa ukuxolela Allow me today, this afternoon, ukuthi ngikhulume nawe ngithi mina mlalela ekhaya. Kahle kahle indaba yokuxelela nayo inkonzo iyavezwa. It's one of the services that God requires from us singabantwana bakaNkuluNkulu. Manje we are missing the point as the church of God or singabantwana bakaNkuluNkulu. Sizenza zonke izinto kodwa inkonzo yokuxolela arina yona we don't have that service in our lives ukuthi sixolele singizile ukuthi asixoleni asiphephisi singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu kodwa the end of the day sifuna ukumbona uNkulunkulu siyombona kanjani because at the end of the day bazalwane we must know and we must consider ukuthi masuka la emhlabeni we must have that thing ukuthi siyekhaya bazalwane siyombona kanjani uNkulunkulu uma inkonzo yokuxolela singanayo When you read the Bible in the book of Luke 23, verse 34, that was when Jesus was on the cross. Ukhuluma lamazi, uthi baba bathethelele. In my human mind, as a person, mina ngiyacabanga ukuthi kahle kahle when he was saying baba baxolele, bekakhuluma in a sense ukuthi he said the verse 34, ithi baba baxolele ngokuba bakwazi. Abakwenzayo mina my human mind or because of my human brain it tells me kahle kahle ukuthi these people knew what they were doing my human mind tells me ukuthi they knew what they were doing but Jesus said forgive them for they don't know what they are doing mina ngizothi kuwe ekhaya namhlanje bazalwane siyobaxolela why sibaxola because nayo le yinkonzo We are going to do it because this is inkonzo that God is expecting from us. Singanikela sikwenze wonke bazalwane, but if we lacking inkonzo yokholela, it's like we are not doing anything. Zokhuluma nawe ekhaya, I've been talking to people several times. Abantu bangitshela ukuthi, I remember I had a conversation with this woman uthi, I'm still angry for my mother-in-law who passed 20 years ago. Singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu siyanikela we doing everything but sihluleka nokuxolela nabantu sebandlule emhlabeni we can't even do it but today nginomlayezo ngizothi mina kuwe baxolele the bible says uthi inkosi for the they don't know what they are doing listen even if this person knew what they were doing if this man let's say for example you were raped even if this man knew what they were doing angenxa yokuthi le inkonzo that God is expecting from us ngizothi mina kuwe baxolele xolela mntasekhaya because at the end of the day sifuna ukulibona izulu angeke ulibona izulu if you still lacking le nkonzo yokuxolela siyashumayela abazalwane emabandleni, siyashumayela, siyanikela, siyahlabelela, kodwa nayo inkonzo bazalwane asinayo, asinayo inkonzo yokuqolela. Fika abazalwane ripena kereke bobohle, ngiyashumayela, ngibebandla, ngimfundisi, kodwa I can't even forgive the congregants ebandleni. Bazalwane, we are wasting our time. Ngeke simbone uNkulunkulu if we still lacking inkonzo yokuqolela. Mntasekhaya, baxolele, because this is the savers that God is expecting from us. Ngithi mina ngiyovala, ngithi mntakama, some of you will say, my mother-in-law used to azubele umntanakhe ukuthi aze nomfazi in my presence. Ngizothi mina kuwo mntakama, baxolele. Lo mama wandlula or usekhona. Sometimes abantu they think ukuthi sixolelane, sesibahle needs to come to me and say, Clara, I'm sorry that I've hurt you. Sometimes it doesn't work like that mntasekhaya. Baxolele, even if they are not sorry, even if they didn't come. Why siyenza le nto sesibahle? Because iyinkonzo nayo uNkulunkulu that is expecting from us, singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu. Ngoba at the end of the day, siyekhaya bazala, ngeke singene ngenxa yokuswela inkonzo. Ngiyabonga.
Yes, Sis Clara, I'm in tears khona manje because I know the pain yokungakwazi ukuxolela ukuthi usafara kangakanani nokuthi lesi silonda uyazi uma nje sithintheka kancane nje uyazi siba siyavuka yazi sibe buhlungu. So ugcineni kulimala bani? Kulimala lo walesi silonda ongafuni ukuthi siphole. So
exactly
yingakho ngithi uyazi ngiyazi ukuthi how painful it is ukungakwazi ukuxolela. So siyambonga uNkulunkulu, siyawubonga umoya ongcwele ukuthi today sila sikhona wasiza ukuthi sikwazi ukuxolela, ukuze sikwazi ukuba nokuthula, ukuze siphole emoyeni.
Ngiqethelele before ngihamba sesibahle, ngiyacela kafishane ngithi mina ukuthethelela sesi, we are not saying that is why you are in tears khona manje sana sama. I do understand because inkonzo yokuthethelela is very difficult. We can't lie and say to people ukuthi inkonzo elula njengokwenza, you know, some of the things that we do. Kuyabiza ukuxolela abantwana basekhaya, kubuhlungu sometimes sixolela abantu when we are still bleeding in our heart. And I want to say this ekugcineni ukuthi inkonzo yokuxolela awulali namhlanje. Sasa, sisi hawa, no, you can do it. It's a process, it's a journey that we need God to assimilate because it's a painful thing to do. But one thing about Sekaya, it's possible. We can forgive. So that at the end of the day, hand the song, just as bad.
Yes.
Hand the song, bonum, kulum, kulum. My God.
Thank you so much.
Siyabonga, sana.
Ngicela ukuthi before uphuma, uthathe nje a minute.
Yeah.
And sikhulekele wonke umuntu ukuthi even namanje usastruggle ngokufogiva.
Ngiyabonga. Ngiyathandaza. Mudimo ya lukile ngone bitso ngile le matla le bitso la morena Jesu Kristo wa Nazareth mo yo halang mudimo ka ke bana ba mamedi ba le ko malapeng ja ba rapella ka le bitso la morena Jesu mudimo ka ke tseba ka nna because mudimo ka go want experience mudimo ka enga ke palwa go tshwarela mudimo ka wena wa nthusha ja ba rapella mo letsatsing ya ka je mudimo ka ya itse re go hloko ba bang mudimo ka ba khono bona batho ba bolaile mana ba bona they can see them every day. Oh God, some of us we see mudimo ka wa rapists every day. Oh God, it's not an easy thing, but ya khulela today in the name of Jesus that Moyo Halan, you're going to touch their hearts. Oh God, you're going to help them today in the name of Jesus. Moyo Halan, you're going to help them as they are going to continue with the journey of forgiving. Mirimaka, it's not easy to forgive other people, but Mirimaka, as long as we do understand that Mirimaka, this is a service that you expect. Mirimaka, you expect from us. Esinga bantu anabako, jaba kulegele ngose makaya, and Moyo Halan, you rap and let it be that they are still bleeding. I pray Mirimaka for emotional healing. In the name of Jesus, I pray for emotional healing. Mirimaka, I pray that nalo yankosi yamthinta, nalo yankosi yamthinta, nalo yankosi yamthinta, nalo mama yankosi who's crying yamthinta, yamthinta lo ya baba. In the name of Jesus, God, I pray, Mirimaka, right now, in the name of Jesus, as they are going to start, Mirimaka, the journey of forgiving, I pray for healing, God, as well, because healing goes together with forgiveness. In the name of Jesus, Father, we love you and we bless you because you are God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Bakuthola kuphi, Sis Clara?
ngiyatholakala ku Facebook my name koko Facebook ki Clara Khaogelo Mashabane, Instagram ki Clara Mashabane, and then on WhatsApp is 071-9865-019. Ngiphinde ngiphinde 071-9865-019. Ngiyabonga.
Amen. Sihlangana futhi next week. God bless you.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu. Thank you.
Amen.
Lord, I know you gave me your love unconditionally.
Oh Lord, sisize baba ukuthi sikwazi ukuxolela. Uyasho la uJonathan Olson uthi, Lord, I need your help.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
It's here. Radio Pulpit's new website is live. You can tune in at radiopulpit.co.za and enjoy crystal clear sound with just a click of a button, or listen to our podcasts. Discover biblical truths in our daily devotionals and let our stories of hope inspire you. You can download our app on this new look, easy to use platform. Find your favorite program, get to know our presenters and so much more at radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.